This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Negotiators from Russia and Ukraine were due to hold more talks Tuesday as Russia continues to press its nearly three-week invasion with bombardments of Kiev and other major cities. Several airstrikes hit the Ukrainian capital early Tuesday, including one that struck an apartment building in Kiev. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Shortly before dawn, large explosions thundered across the capital from what Ukrainian authorities say was artillery strikes, the shelling igniting a huge fire and a frantic rescue effort in a 15-story apartment building. At least one person was killed and others remain trapped inside. Shockwaves from an explosion also damaged the entry to a downtown subway station, which has been used as a bomb shelter. City authorities have tweeted an image of the blown-out facade, saying trains would no longer stop at the station. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Russia stepped up its assault on Kyiv, the leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia have announced they will travel to Ukraine's capital Tuesday on a European Union mission to show support for the country. The mission will include Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala, Slovenian Prime Minister Janusz Janša, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, and Polish Deputy Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczynski. From his Twitter account, Czech Prime Minister Fiala said the aim of the visit is to express the EU's unequivocal support for Ukraine and its freedom and independence. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to have a remote address to the U.S. Congress. He's appealed for international help, including a no-fly zone over Ukraine, which the Biden administration has ruled out. This is VOA News.